This is Archer, ArcherRadio.com. Today is Thursday, July 20th, 2006. You may remember a couple weeks ago when the boyfriend was here, we were talking about, or he was teasing me about his shower in the guest bathroom that I have here, that he is unable to get the water just right because the handle was broken on the shower faucet. Well, I decided while he's on vacation that I would get it fixed. So I called the plumber, and I called my plumber. I don't know if you guys have my plumber in your area, but we have this chain of plumbers called My Plumber. And the guy said he couldn't do anything the day that I called, but said he could come the next day. So I said, go ahead, schedule me for an appointment. And then he says, now, you have to answer the phone, because if you don't answer the phone, we're going to cancel the appointment. And he said they would call 30 minutes before they get there. And I said, okay, well, what time should I plan to be here? And he said, oh, any time between 10 and 4. It's just like cable companies, it seems like. So I was just like, you know, I don't have anything to do. That's fine. So the next day, I'm, you know, dressed and ready at 10 a.m. in the morning, waiting for them to come. And doing some computer work and stuff. And finally, they call and said, oh, we'll be there in about a half an hour. So they come a half an hour later. Sure enough, they ring the phone and they come. And the guys, I show them to the guest bathroom and show them the handle on the shower and show him that it's either broken or, you know, it's the wrong handle or something. And actually, a little background information. This shower faucet handle has been like this for as long as I've lived here. But since it's in the guest bathroom, I never use it. So I just never thought about it. Well, since I've been dating the boyfriend, he's been using the shower. He absolutely hates that he has to jiggle with the handle and that it won't, you know, he can't get the temperature right. And then it's also a pain in the butt to turn it off because it won't push the thing in to turn the water off. So anyway, As I said, I've decided to get it fixed. So I'm explaining this to the guy, and he says, he was just like, oh man, you know, this is really simple. And I said, well, I thought it was easy too. But I've been to Home Depot and Lowe's, and I cannot find a shower faucet handle that fits, that will work with this. He said, yeah, this is a plumber's grade. You won't be able to find this in your home improvement store. I was like, well, it's not like I didn't try, because I consider myself relatively handy. And I could not find one to fit. So then he's like, well, gosh, replacing this will be, you know, 3 minutes, and it won't cost, you know, it wouldn't normally cost anything. He said, but I have to charge you based on the faucet, not the handle. So he's like, so he's looking through his book, because he has this book of predetermined prices for things. He's like, hey, this is just outrageous. I cannot charge you $175 to replace a handle on the shower. And I'm like, $175? Good God, the handle probably only costs five, and they're only going to be here 3 minutes. And he said, I know, I don't feel right charging you this much money. And I said, well, you know, as much as I've been through this trying to figure this out and trying to find one that fits this, whatever, the best that you can do, I would appreciate. So he says, well, I'll work it out. So he goes down to his truck and he gets the handle, and sure enough, he comes back up, and it takes him 3 minutes to take the old one off and put the new one on. And then he's looking through his book, and he's like, God, I gotta figure out how to charge you for this. And he ends up charging me $94 to replace the handle of the shower faucet. And I thought, that's way outrageous. The man was in my house maybe 8 to 10 minutes total, and spent 2 minutes changing, 3 minutes changing the faucet. I mean, it was just ridiculous. But, you know, he didn't know how to charge me, and they charge by the job, not by the time, I think. At least that's the way his little book read. So the best he could come up was $94 for the cheapest faucet replacement. So I ended up paying $94 to have just the handle of the shower faucet replaced. But, you know, what the hell? Now it works beautifully. The boyfriend will not be upset. And because I have Homer coming to visit next week, because he'll be using that bathroom, it will be, you know, just fine. He won't have to fiddle with the faucet. So I'm glad I got that done. I'm not happy with the price, but what the hell can I do? So anyway, that was the plumbing job, the plumber story, the plumbing issue. It's all settled now. Now, moving on to something else. I was watching Good Morning. Was it Good Morning America or is it the Evening News? I don't remember where I saw it, but have you heard of this phenomenon called viral advertising? At first, when I watched this segment on this show, I can't remember what show it was. I'm like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool, pretty interesting. But what it is, viral advertising is where advertising agencies rely on the public to create buzz and to talk about whatever the product is they're trying to sell. And they do this by different ways. And one way is to create billboards that suggest something, and then people start to talk about it, and then the product gets, I don't know, actually, I don't really know how that works. But the one example they gave was in Times Square, they've been flashing up these different billboard screens that say, I've got a secret, and then whoever the person is reveals a secret, and it's written, it's basically a written message on the billboard, and then the advertising refers to secret deodorant for women, so it's always these women who have these secrets. So I guess somehow, because the billboard starts out, the first sentence is, I've got a secret. So anyway, so that's how that works. And then they mentioned YouTube and how advertisers are getting people to make their own little videos about whatever the product is, and then people post the video on YouTube, and then someone sees it, and then they post it on their blog, or they send a link through email or something like that. So tons and tons of people end up seeing this YouTube video about whatever the product is. And in the piece, they mentioned that more people every day go to YouTube, watch YouTube, than watch MTV. And I thought that was pretty wild, that YouTube has gotten so popular that it is seen by more people than MTV each day. Anyway, so I watched this. I'm thinking, oh, you know, that's really cool and everything. And then I peruse my podcasting websites every day, and I get to the Daily Purge's blog, you know, the Daily Purge with J. Michael Haas and Rob Lindley. Well, they have a separate blog called, you know, I don't even know what the fuck it's called. Let me go there and see. It's called Pile of Daily Purge. It's the pileofdailypurge.blogspot.com. Anyway, so I peruse these podcast websites every day, and I come across this one entry on their blog that says, here is the trailer for the movie that Crazy Twink was singing about. And right before that, they have an entrant posting that says, Twink gone wild. And by wild, I mean stupid. And of course, it's a YouTube video. Well, I'm watching this skinny young kid dance around his house talking about and singing the song from this new movie called Another Gay Movie. And I'm thinking, oh, that's pretty wild. This kid likes this movie so much that he is singing and dancing about it, and he's telling you to go see the movie. Well, then I'm thinking, oh my God, this is exactly what this viral advertising is talking about. This kid, either he got paid or was suggested to do it and liked the movie, is making basically an advertisement for this movie called Another Gay Movie, and he's obviously skinny and gay, so he's appealing to certain audiences of the gay community that like twinks, and he's totally advertising the movie. And I'm thinking, this YouTube video captured the attention of the guys over at the Daily Purge enough that they posted the link or the YouTube video on their blog, and then, you know, so they saw it, and then I saw it, and then, you know, so it's like this whole viral advertisement, and then now I'm doing this little advertisement for this movie because of the way this is all set up. So, you know, so the example of the viral advertising, it totally worked. I mean, I was intrigued to click on the video to see what it was about, and I watched the video, and this video is stupid. This kid's dancing around, and he is totally a twink, just talking about this movie. And the whole time in the video is a poster of the movie in the background. So, I mean, right after I saw that, I'm thinking, man, I totally got sucked into this viral advertising. So, you know, what you're watching on YouTube may not necessarily be an individual person creating a video for people to share on the web. It may just be part of viral advertising. So, watch out for that, you know. I just thought the whole thing was pretty cool. So, anyway. Now, let's talk about stuff that's in the news. As you may or may not know, because let's see, today's Thursday, so this happened yesterday. Our decider-in-chief, the grand poobah, whatever the asshole, our stupid president, has decided to go against the entire Congress and 60% of the country by using his veto for the very first time in his presidency to veto the stem cell research funding that Congress had overwhelmingly decided to extend. And it's just, this is so typical of Bush, not even caring about or thinking about or listening to the majority of the country when they say, we are in favor of stem cell research because of what it can do for illnesses and diseases and so forth. But no, he says, nope, absolutely not. If you are a frozen embryo, you are a human life, and I cannot let that happen. I cannot let taxpayer dollars kill human life. So the stupid fuck, he used his veto for the very first time on something like this, something that is so important to our country and to people who with diseases. It's very sad. It just, you know, as usual, Bush is an asshole. That's all I'm going to say about that. Sticking with the whole government and decisions being made, I was pleased to hear that on Tuesday, the House of Representatives voted to reject the gay marriage ban amendment to the Constitution. I don't think the vote was actually that close as the Senate's was. Let me see. I have this little printout from the WashingtonPost.com, and it says, the White House on Tuesday... The House of Representatives on Tuesday rejected a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage, ending for another year a congressional debate that supporters of the ban hope will still reverberate in this fall's election. The 236-187 vote for the proposal to define marriage as a union between a man and a woman was 47 votes short of the two-thirds majority needed to advance a constitutional amendment. It followed 6 weeks after the Senate also decisively defeated the amendment, a top priority of social conservatives. Now, this lady, this bitch from Colorado, Representative Marlene Musgrave, said, "The overwhelming majority of the American people support traditional marriage, and the people have a right to know whether their elected representatives agree with them." Well, you know, she's just such a bitch. Just... fuck her. And then the other thing was, where was it? I was reading this further that says that one guy said it doesn't go far enough. Where is it? I don't remember what it is, but there was, I think it was Representative Lincoln. Let me see something I hear. I have, I downloaded a video from somewhere. Yeah, it's Representative Lincoln Davis from Tennessee. This guy was crazy, and he's a Democrat. He said that the amendment doesn't go far enough, that they have to include, which is, I don't know if he was trying to be funny, if he was trying to be serious, but I read that he was trying to be serious in saying that the amendment doesn't go far enough, that they need to include anybody who was divorced, anyone who is a abuses their spouse or whatever, should not have the right to get married again, and saying that if you've been divorced, you shouldn't hold elected office. So that was interesting, and there is a little video that I got from TowelRoad.com, the gay blogger I read all the time. So that guy was a little crazy. His name is Lincoln Davis from Tennessee. He's a Democrat, which is just crazy. So that's a little bit of what's going on in the news. Now, in the last week or so, we've gotten a good amount of messages and comments and voicemails that I'm going to talk about and read now. First up, I got a really nice message. Please excuse me, I'm having a little gas. Actually, this message came in last week, and it's from Eric. not sure where Eric is from, but Eric told me not to give up on getting XM satellite radio yet, that there are lots of different options for me in terms of the XM satellite. And he, what was really nice, which I really appreciate, and I wrote him back and told him this, that he gave me a whole bunch of links to different XM radio places where you can check out the different options for XM satellite. And then he also gave me some links to Sirius satellite radio. So, Eric, thank you so much for that email and all those links. I really do appreciate it. The XM ones were very helpful, but I'm just not sure which option I'm going to go with yet. Plus, I don't have the money, so I'm not going to look at too much into it right now. I've got other things going. But anyway, I do want to thank Eric for that message with all the links to the XM and Sirius satellite information. I appreciate that. Then I got a message from Bob in Connecticut, who says he's been a listener for quite a while, but has been silent, but then decided to send me a message because he heard the podcast where I was talking about the movie trailer for the Augustine Burroughs book, Running with Scissors. And he is from Connecticut, and he goes on to tell me that he grew up in the same town that Augustine Burroughs was living with the crazy psychiatrist in the book, Running with Scissors. And he goes on to tell me a little bit about the background and all of that. And then he showed me a picture of the magazine Hampshire Life, where Augustine Burroughs was featured in one of their Sunday articles. That was cool. And then he sent a picture of himself, and I thought, oh my gosh, we actually look very similar. We both have goatees, short hair, and we... So I wrote him back saying that we look similar. So, Bob in Connecticut, thank you very much for your message about the Augustine Burroughs information stuff. And then we had an interesting comment from Maupassant on the Middle East show from earlier this week where Chef Mark and I were talking about the Middle East, and Maupassant raises some good issues, and I just want to read his message, and then I will try to answer them, because he basically has a whole bunch of questions here. And he says, I have questions about the Middle East situation. What do you call a ceasefire where only one side ceases fire? And how many rockets aimed at civilian targets per day and kidnapped citizens should the Israelis accept before responding militarily? How many such events would be tolerated daily if the target was New York? How about Paris? Now, I agree with the points he's bringing up, and I guess I just should clarify that when I was talking about Israel and I was saying that I thought their response was too harsh, that it was too much, I just meant that, of course, now this has been going on for a week now, but back at the beginning when the two soldiers were kidnapped, Hezbollah... or was Israel's response was, you know, they shot a couple rockets over there and so forth, and then Hezbollah. So, I mean, this is like a tit for tat. One does one thing, then the other does one thing, and so forth, so on and so forth. I guess, you know, to go for his questions, what do you call ceasefire when only one side ceases fire? Well, obviously that's aggression against one side, and you can't have that. So, you know, I don't know what that's called, Maupassant, and I agree that you really can't cease fire. I just think that they need to both stop. I'm not saying one or the other. I still think that Israel's initial response was too harsh, but I think both sides need to stop, and they need to, you know, get to the table and talk about this and get those soldiers returned. Hezbollah needs to do that. But see, again, it goes back to, well, Hezbollah is only a part of Lebanon. It's not the whole country of Lebanon. So I don't think the whole country of Lebanon, innocent women and children should be killed because of one faction of a country. I mean, I don't think it's, you know, equal, or, you know, they're on the same ground or whatever. But and then he says, you know, well, how many rockets aimed at civilian targets per day and kidnapped citizens should Israel's accept before responding militarily? Well, I don't know. I mean, I understand your point that you're saying that. I know basically with that whole comment that he's saying that Israel is justified in what they're doing. And I do believe that they are justified to a point, but I think that they need to slow down, or just, you know, I don't know, be more direct in their targeting of Hezbollah and not the innocent children, women and children of Lebanon. So I don't know. That's a tough question. I understand where he's coming from. I really do. But it's just a tough call. And who knows where this is going to go. So, Maupassant, I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate the comments. I don't know if I explained it well enough, but that's just the way I feel. So then we got some voicemails, and we got a voicemail from John Ong. And actually, let me go ahead and play this for you, and then I'll talk about it in just a second. So listen to this voicemail. Actually, it wasn't a voicemail. It was from the MyChingo system, and I just downloaded it and calling it a voicemail. So listen to this voicemail from John Ong.
Oh, to start it. Hi, Archer. Thank you. I just look at your vlog. Thank you for posting it in the format that I can directly view it from my iPod. Thank you so much. And what was I going to say? Oh, nice haircut. I left you a text message, not text message, a text comment, and I thought I'll come and leave you a Mai Ching Chong also. And I was going to tell you something, and I forgot what it was. Oh, you were saying get rid of the double chin. My way of getting the double chin is making it triple. There you go. That's a little tip from a chunky goddess. Bye.
Yes, that's right, John. I was able to take your advice and put the video in iTunes and use the advanced feature to convert it to iPod compatible, whatever. So I'm glad it was able to work for you, and you were able to watch it on your iPod. I still don't have a video iPod, so I have no idea if it works or not. But I'm glad that it worked this time, John, and I will definitely continue to do that in the future, because now I know how to do it, and it worked just fine. He also mentioned about, because, you know, on the video yesterday, I was talking about my double chin, and he said that he just makes it a triple chin, and that's how he deals with it. So that was cute. So anyway, thanks, John, for the message. I appreciate that. And then we got another My Chingo message from Chef Mark, and he was talking about, oh, well, I'll just let you go ahead and listen to this message from Chef Mark, and then, of course, I'll talk about it afterwards. So listen to this message from Chef Mark.
Hey, Archer, it's Marky Mark, and I just saw your vlog today. I think it's so cute on this and the last one, how you're obviously, like, looking at yourself in the screen, and you can see your eyes trying to, like, your eyes and your brain are trying to figure out how to do the reverse, because you're obviously seeing yourself in reverse. It's so cute seeing that, especially in the other one, the last one that you did. I didn't mention about that before. But listen, the reason I'm calling is because I have to say I am really taken aback that you would go around and defag your house for some stranger. I mean, who cares what she thinks? I mean, she's there only to appraise the value of the actual home and not the value of you as a person. And either way, I'm just a little bit surprised. I didn't think that you would do that. But I mean, I understand, obviously, you know, like, if you were having, like, pictures of fornicating men, but just naked men with their little softies, that's no big deal. Anyway, just thought I'd call and say hello on the Ching Chong, as John calls it. Ciao.
I know, Mark. I knew that when I was saying that about defagging my house, that someone was going to have an issue with it. And, you know, just let me explain this for a minute here. I was having my house, I was getting an appraisal. So, not knowing anything about these people, I don't know if they're gay friendly. I don't know if they're offended by, you know, male nudity. I don't know if they're offended by my politics, whatever. So I think it's best to be safe than sorry. This woman was appraising my house. Of course, I wanted to appraise it the highest amount possible for my refinance. So of course I'm going to do anything I can do to make that happen. So not knowing anything about this woman, I just figured it would be safe than sorry to remove anything that's offensive and not have her. You know, I know that people are supposed to be professional, and they're not supposed to be looking at how you have your house decorated or anything, but, you know, let's be real. There are people out there who judge you on certain things, and how am I supposed to know if this woman is not one of those who would judge me on having naked pictures of men in my house and just, you know, and being gay, period? I don't know that. So for myself, it's better safe than sorry. So that's why I defagged the house. You know, when I was much younger and I wasn't out yet, I would like defag my my college room to for when my parents came over, or you know, when anybody came over to know I was gay. So, you know, it's like it's just better safe than sorry. So that's why I did that, Mark. And I understand where you're coming from too, that we should be out, we should be ourselves, and we shouldn't care. Well, you know what? That's all well and good, but in reality, this is all about finances and stuff, and I'm not going to screw that up by having a naked picture of a man up in my house. So anyway, that's my opinion on that. But I do thank you for the message and the feedback. You know I love it. So then the last voicemail we got was from a new podcast. Now, I have not talked about this podcast before, and I actually just discovered it like 2 days ago. I was doing my typical checking out what's been posted on QPotter. So I go to QPotter and I see this posting for something called The Family Jewels. So I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. So I go to the website and I see that at one of their entries, they had posted saying that one of their favorite podcasts was Archer Radio, or they had heard about Archer Radio from somewhere, I'm not sure. So I'm like, oh, well, now I have to listen to this. I just have to listen to the show. And it's a like brand new show. They only have like 7, maybe 8 episodes out, or maybe it's not even that many yet. So I went ahead and downloaded, I subscribed and downloaded all the episodes and listened to all of them so far. And you know what? I like it. It kind of reminds me of The Boyfriend and I. It's these two guys, Dave and Eddie. Excuse me. Dave and Eddie, who are really good friends. They happen to be in the D.C. area. They happen to be in their early 40s, like me and the boyfriend. And they talk about all kinds of stuff. And I really enjoy the show. So after I listened to all their episodes, I called their voice line through, actually I did it through Skype and left them a message on Skype. And I got a message back, and I'm going to play that message now. I believe it came from Eddie Bang Bang, I think that's what he calls himself. It's Dave Gay and Eddie Bang Bang. So let's listen to this voicemail message from the Family Jewels podcast. Here we go. Here it is.
Hey, Archer of Archer Radio. This is Eddie, a.k.a. Eddie Bang Bang. I hope this message comes through okay this evening. Skype seems to be acting kind of weird. I got your message this morning. It's too ironic because I was actually listening to your show when you sent me the voicemail, so that was kind of funny.
Very cool.
Thanks for all of your positive feedback. I really appreciate that. It's great to hear that people are finding the show and that Dave and I are actually funny and people are enjoying it. So I'm thrilled to hear that you're listening to the show and liking it. And just wanted to let you know you need to pass on to the boyfriend that I missed 2 on the test today, So which means I probably got maybe a D or possibly an F, which means I guess someone's going to be coming to my apartment and administering a spanky-poo. So I hope all is going well with you, and I hope the boyfriend makes it home safely, and I'll keep listening to you. Bye.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for that message. And I will tell the boyfriend that you missed 2 on the test, and I believe that is a D on the D. That would be 60%, so that would be a D, or maybe an F. Anyway, I will tell him. I don't know that he'll be administering spanky poos, but if you want some, I'm sure he'd be happy to give you some. Anyway, I would like to suggest that all my listeners check out the Family Jewels podcast. You can find it through QPotter or their website, which is, where is it? Oh, I have it here. It's just thefamilyjewelspodcast.com. So check that out and listen to those guys because they really are funny and they remind me of the boyfriend and I. All right, so this is going a little long. So boys and girls, we're going to wrap this up. Hope you had a great Thursday. I hope you enjoyed the video from yesterday. Now that I have the MacBook, I plan to do a couple more video blogs or vlogs, whatever the hell they're being called these days. So that's all for today, boys and girls. And thanks for all the messages, voicemails, comments, everything. You know, I enjoy them and appreciate them. So, all right, boys and girls. So until next time, which will be tomorrow, bye. Archer Radio.